On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A man who drove his car into a Gravesend nightclub after being thrown out by bouncers has been jailed for 28 years. Mohammed Abdul had drunk 15 vodka and cokes plus tequila shots before targeting Blake's on Queen Street in March last year. At least 8 people were injured, 2 of them seriously, when his car ended up on the dance floor. Hadley Connor was one of them.
I was actually fleeing away from the car down towards the alley, and I was clipped and I fell over, and luckily one of the security guards slash bouncers pulled me out of the way. So I'm very grateful for that, because if it wasn't for him, then I would have, moments later, I would have been run completely over.
21-year-old Abdul from Deptford in southeast London was found guilty yesterday of attempted murder and has also been banned from driving for 16 years. Detective Sergeant Alistair Wharton, who was the senior investigating officer, spoke to us outside court.
It's a miracle that nobody died as a result of being driving into the marquee. Many of those that were injured on the night are still recovering now, and I just hope that today's sentencing goes some way to help them find some closure.
You can watch CCTV of the moment it happened at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP who's part of Theresa May's cabinet says it's high time MPs come to an agreement to avoid a no-deal Brexit. Business Secretary Greg Clark, who represents Tunbridge Wells, claims it's increasingly obvious the majority of the House of Commons doesn't want the UK to leave without an agreement in place.
It's always been my view that as you came towards the end of this process, Parliament would assert itself. I think it's doing that. And so I'm optimistic that we will be able to come together and to agree a deal.
MPs are widely expected to vote down the PM's plan next week. Meantime, the Archbishop of Canterbury has told the House of Lords he's concerned about vulnerable communities in Kent if the UK leaves the EU in March without a deal. Justin Welby said he's worried about potential delays at the border, which could cause disruption for the whole county.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Jaguar Land Rover's expected to announce thousands of job cuts later. The British carmaker posted a £90 million loss in October and is trying to make savings of £2.5 billion. A leading charity is calling on the government to do more to protect over 15,000 children in Kent who are suffering because of domestic abuse. The NSPCC wants them to be recognised as victims in their own right so they can get proper support. Maura Keeney works for the charity in Gillingham. She says it can have a long-term impact on youngsters.
Somebody's choice of a partner in their later life may well be determined by what they've experienced in their own family setting, if it hasn't ever been resolved or sorted out with them.
A mum from Herne Bay is urging young people to stay away from recreational drugs after a powerful painkiller caused the death of her 17-year-old son. Former Canterbury College student Will Hawley took Tramadol with a friend last July. He later fell unconscious and couldn't be revived. And KMFM's been told the cost of getting rid of heavy items like fridges and freezers in Kent is a complete postcode lottery. It's as Stats Today show those of you living in Canterbury pay an average of more than £15 to dispose of one item. That's more than anyone else in the county. There are fears high prices could lead to fly tipping. Robin Edwards is Southeast Director of the Country Land and Business Association.
It does seem on the face of it as a postcode lottery. So in some cases, if you're on one side of the road, you could be paying £15. But on the other side of the road, because you're in a different district, you could be paying £52. And that probably isn't fair to those householders that are directly on the borders.
KMFM. Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's new director of cricket believes it's realistic for them to target winning the Ashes and the World Cup this year. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, England and Wales host the event at the end of May and will then hope to regain the Ashes against Australia later in the summer. Ashley Giles says it's a fantastic opportunity to be successful in all formats of the game.
We've seen in the past that we've perhaps had to prioritise, but I think that balance has been redressed now. That I think Test cricket clearly is on its way up again. possibly the time is right this year, that we are getting to a point where we're playing good cricket in both forms.
And in tennis news, three-time Grand Slam champion Andy Murray will face Spain's Roberto Bautista Agut in the first round of the Australian Open. British number one Kyle Edmund, who reached the semi-finals last year, starts against Thomas Berdych. In the women's draw, top Brit and 2016 semi-finalist Johanna Konta will play Australian Isla Tomljanovic.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.